Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
We got to talk about those Cavs.
The glorious run to the start of the season continues. The Cleveland Cavaliers sweep the back-to-backs over their divisional foes. They move to 8-0, which ties the best start in franchise history.
I don't think we're going to be talking about the Cavs every single morning. We're just not that type of show.
But it's pretty exciting right now.
It really, really is. It is a lot of fun. As John Michael just said, the Cavs 8-0. They have tied their franchise record of wins to a season. And so the last time this happened, the last time the Cavs went 8-0, do you know?
I don't know.
Should I put it in Alyssa's College of Knowledge?
No, I'm curious. Is it the year that I think?
I doubt it.
Okay, what year was it?
Well, what year do you think?
I was going to say 2015, 2016. No.
No, it's never been done. LeBron was never on the team when it happened.
Oh.
It happened back in 1976.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
So if the Cavs win the next game, they set a new franchise record for wins to start a season.
So you're telling me that they have a better start to the season than they did when they won the championship?
Yes. Yes.
I like those odds.
But I'm telling you,
that was the best night of my life, the 2016 NBA Finals. So let's do it again. Round two. I'm ready.
The Cavs are just having an incredible start to the season. You mentioned, Alyssa, the best night of your life. Might that be repeated tonight? Will tonight be the next new best night of your life?
Do you really think that tonight is going to compare to the Cavs scoring in the final seconds to secure the championship?
It all depends on what your attitude is, what your mindset is.
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for all that tonight, Bill.
We should probably explain what we're talking about, because I don't think Alyssa and I are going to be, at least at first, paying attention to what everyone else is paying attention to.
We are not referencing the election right
now.
If that's what you're thinking, you couldn't be more wrong.
Tonight, Alyssa and I are taking over the shuffleboard world.
I'm not ready. I'm not,
you're not ready.
Hey, I'm not ready.
Don't tell me that. So if you don't know what's going on, I've been playing shuffleboard the past few weeks because a friend of mine is in a shuffleboard league, and his wife basically is like, this is boring, I'm out. So he has pulled me in as a sub the past couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
Well, now he is out of town tonight. We should
call, so here I come.
We should call him tomorrow morning and tell him how we do. So
if you can't beat him, join him.
So basically, Alyssa and I are filling in this shuffleboard league tonight. We have a game. We have three games tonight at 6 o'clock.
At the very least, it'll be high quality entertainment. At the very least.
Get there early so I can explain shuffleboard to you, because it's going to be a foreign concept to you, I know.
I told Bryce about this yesterday. I was like, yeah, we're going to go play shuffleboard. He was like, where are you going, the Wild Eagle? I was like, no, we're playing the shuffleboard that you actually have the sticks. Like, it's legit.
Yes.
It's on a court. He was like, oh, okay. That sounds pretty intense. Like,
yes, Forest City Shuffleboard on Lorain. Alyssa and I will be there tonight. Watch out, whoever we're playing.
Watch me be, like, really good.
I think you're going to be. I think you're going to surprise yourself. Because I was, my first night, we won the first game, and I was really good the first game.
Beginner's luck. I'm hoping it's on my side tonight.
Yeah, we need some beginner's luck tonight, so we will update you on that. We should call my friend tomorrow morning and let him know how what if we win all three games?
Well, then I think that the league is ours. I think that that's our team, then.
We're going to get that trophy. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning.
Big or small, we want it all. It's Good Vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Let's go to Fairview Park so we can talk to Nick and get a good vibe this morning. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's your good vibe?
Oh, man. So after 6 months of being in the market, and I mean, I'm not exaggerating here. I've been shopping for 6 months. After 6 months of being in the market, my wife and I finally found a house that we put an offer on, and we're getting ready to finalize on it right now.
That's incredible.
That right there is a good vibe.
I know. It's been, we looked at so many just stinkers and, shacks and just awful places and, whether it was the wrong neighborhood or just the place just was just, unlivable. I mean, it's a tough market right now,
Alyssa is feeling this good vibe in her soul right now.
I am.
Because?
Because we just closed on a house, too.
Hey, all right. Hey! Maybe we're neighbors.
First-time homeowner?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Us over here, too. We're going to have to learn how to mow grass together.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. I just anything to get out of this apartment living that I've been doing.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. And Bill thinks I'm crazy because I don't want to stay in an apartment. But I'm like, I'm ready for a yard. Give me a yard.
So, Nick, Alyssa lives in downtown Cleveland. I just say that just the opportunity to live downtown is just so cool and you can't beat it. And I'm not saying, I mean, obviously I live in the suburbs and
I just think that you would feel differently if you had to carry groceries up 3 flights of stairs.
I totally get it. I get that part. I lived in an apartment until 2011. So I absolutely understand the groceries and carrying it upstairs. What's the one thing about living in an apartment you will not miss, Nick?
I'm not going to miss struggling every day to try to find a parking space. Now, I don't know about your apartment, but my apartment doesn't have, an assigned parking space. So I got to, circle blocks after blocks, and sometimes if there's an event going on, I mean, it takes me forever to find a spot.
Oh, man, I feel that, too.
And now you got a driveway?
Driveway and covered parking. I can't wait.
Whoa!
Don't have to get the snow off the car, I don't have to. Oh yeah, I'm feeling good.
It's gonna be risk to not have a relationship with that ice scraper this winter.
I know, right?
All right, Nick, love your good vibe. Thank you for calling and sharing that with us.
All right, thank you. You have a great day.
We love to celebrate your wins. Good vibes. 216-474-0104. Call and let us know. Q104. Q104, good morning. Election day, polls are open. It's Bill and Alyssa. What are we getting into here? This isn't politics here that we're getting into, is it?
No, it's politic adjacent, though. We're talking about the law.
The law?
The law.
Like specific laws on the books?
Yeah, real laws on the books.
I think I have a song for that.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol City. It's a long.
All right, so explain this game to me, because I'm playing this game today, right?
Yeah, so I have a list of weird laws. Laws that, I'm not going to lie, before doing a little bit of research for this, I never would have guessed are laws that are really on the books. But I have a handful of them.
Okay.
Some of them are real. Some of them are fake. You have to pick which one is which.
You made fake laws?
I did.
Wrote your own fake laws?
Is that against the law?
No, not at all. So these are federal laws, state laws? What are these?
These are state laws,
okay,
specific to Ohio.
All right. Oh, okay. They're actually in Ohio.
In Ohio, specifically.
Oh, fantastic. Okay,
yeah.
I'm ready to play.
So let's test your knowledge here.
All right.
So true or false, that's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
In Fairview Park, it is illegal to honk your horn excessively.
That is a law in Fairview Park.
Yes. That is real.
I was so confident I hit the dinger, the correct dinger, before you even told me.
You don't even know.
Right. Yeah.
You're just like, I don't really hear excessive honking in Fairview Park, so that's got to be a thing.
All right. One for one.
One for one. Okay. So we have, in Westlake, it's illegal to park over the lines in public parking lots on Sundays.
That is a fake law that you just made up right there.
That's a fake law.
Yeah.
Fake law.
Because it should be every day, not just on Sundays.
It should be a real law. Yeah. That's not even a law. It really should be, though. I'm just saying. Okay, so up next, true or false? It is illegal in Youngstown to run out of gas.
It's illegal to run out of gas in Youngstown?
It's illegal.
Fake law.
Real law.
That's a real law?
That's a real law. Very unfortunate if you do run out of gas in Youngstown.
So you have to do the walk of shame from wherever you ran out of gas to the gas station.
And you're also breaking the law.
Yeah, and then you could also get a fine for that.
Terrible. Terrible. Okay, so up next, true or false? In Ohio, bakeries cannot sell loaves of bread that weigh less than 12 ounces.
That is a fake law.
That's a real law.
That's a real law?
That is a real thing that we have here. All right.
Who's keeping track of that?
I don't know. Some of these I definitely do wonder. Like, who is patrolling this? Okay. True or false? It's illegal to send an unknowing participant a food delivery within the Cleveland metropolitan area.
Okay, that is definitely a fake law.
That's a fake law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're talking like DoorDash or something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're talking like DoorDash, that kind of thing.
You can order from each other's accounts. It's fine.
Yeah, it's no big deal. This one's going to get you. Women are prohibited from wearing patent leather shoes in public in the city of Cleveland. True or false?
What type of shoes?
Patent leather shoes.
That's fake. That's a fake law that you wrote.
That is real.
What?
Yeah. That is a real thing. It's to prevent people from looking up women's skirts. It's from like back in the day because patent leather is shiny.
Wow.
You're learning so much.
That's still on the books?
That is from the article I was just reading. That is apparently still on the books as of 2024.
Very good.
Don't fact check me here, please. I beg of you. Okay, we got one more. True or false, it is illegal to leave chewing gum in public places in the city of Cleveland.
That should be illegal. I don't think it's a law, though, so I'm going to say it's a fake law that you wrote.
No, that's a real law.
That's
it
a
is
real
illegal.
Law? Well, no, I get the buzzer for that one.
You got the buzzer. Real law, don't leave your chewing gum places.
Okay, I don't know my real laws versus my fake laws, clearly.
Clearly, you're going to get arrested if you don't study up. One wrong move could be the end of you, Bill.
Coming after me. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Good to have you with us. It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Ooh, I'm ready for this.
Hot Take Wheel right here. So this is what happens now on Tuesdays. We have this wheel that we're going to spin wherever it lands. There's these little pieces of paper on there, and we're supposed to rip it off and then read the hot take. Or we're supposed to instantly come up with a hot take.
Based on what the piece of paper says.
Right. But we have no time to think about it. We have to kind of think on our feet here. So let's get this wheel ready to go. Okay, we're spinning the wheel. Wherever it lands, we got to take that piece of paper.
Where is it going to go?
All right. Looks like it's going to be this one. Okay.
So, all right, let's see what this is.
Are you voting yes or no on issue one? Hey!
Hey!
Who put that on there?
We said no politics today. We are your escape.
Trick. It doesn't say that.
It doesn't say that.
name a TV show or series that everyone loved, but you hated. Well, hate is a strong word. I don't know if I like hate. A TV show or series that everyone loved, but you disliked.
I immediately have some.
You have some?
I have multiple.
All right. Two come to mind. One of them, I don't know if it's fair or not.
What is it?
The show Game of Thrones.
Oh, that was one of mine.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to talk about that now?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones.
I'm almost in the same boat as you. I've only seen like two episodes, but like, man, I really tried to see what everybody else saw. And I was just like, I can't get in.
I've seen trailers. I've heard what the show is about. I know me. I know myself. And I just know that I'm not going to be into that movie. And people insist, they're like, oh, that's what I said too. And then I watch it and I got so hooked. And I'm like, I just don't feel myself getting hooked on this show.
Every time that I tuned in, it was like a really uncomfortable, like the kind of scenes that like you don't want to watch with your parents. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm so uncomfortable. And then I just turn it off.
Were you watching shows with your parents back then?
No. But I'm just saying, like, it's that same kind of feeling, even by myself, that I'm like, oh, I don't like this on my television.
The other show that comes to mind, I don't know if everyone loved this show, but I know I didn't like it. Three and a Half Men. Or is that what it? No, Two and a Half Men. Sorry, I had an extra man in there somehow. Two and a Half Men with Charlie Sheen. And then I think later it was Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
I just never found that show funny. And so I never watched it, but I think it was a popular show, wasn't it?
I think it was pretty popular. I never really got into that one either. But the other one for me, and I feel super strongly about this one, because I have tried and tried and tried again to watch this show because everybody in my life loves it. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, I've never seen it.
I cannot stand it.
Really?
I just don't think it's funny. I have tried over and over and over again. And I'm just like, what? I don't get it. It's just not my brand of humor.
I wish I had an opinion on that. It's always on. That is one of my shows that I'm like, someday I'm going to watch that because I have heard good things about it. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I just never have. So I don't know.
Every single time that not every single time, but at least like three times that I've tried to watch this show, just when it comes on TV, It's one specific episode. And if anybody else watches, it's the flip, flip, Flipadelphia. They're playing like a flip cup sort of game. And the whole episode, they just go flip, flip, Flipadelphia. And it's terrible.
Now I want to watch it just to see if it really is that terrible.
I don't like it. Okay. I just don't like it. We're already getting texts yelling at us about Game of Thrones, though.
216-474-0104. We want those texts. We want those calls. Name a show or a TV series that everyone loved, but you, for whatever reason, did not enjoy it.
You're just not in the same boat.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, the texts are coming in here on Hot Take Tuesday. We already said... by the way, we're talking about the show or the series that everyone loved, but you, for whatever reason, did not like it as much as everybody else. I mentioned Game of Thrones, and every time I say it, I don't want to watch Game of Thrones.
We weren't even done talking before we got a text saying, stop it.
Yeah, look at this text. Stop it regarding Game of Thrones. You need to give it three episodes.
Why?
It's so well written, they say.
I just feel like I'm too far behind at this point. You know, there's like six seasons, and I'm too deep in my not watching it, so I'm just going to stay there, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Let's go to Katie in Green. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What is the show that everyone loves, but for whatever reason, you just can't get into it?
The Office.
The Office.
Oh, wow.
Now, why do you say that?
I don't think it's funny. Like, I like Steve Carell, don't get me wrong, but I just think the whole dynamic, it just wasn't funny. It just felt forced to me. Mm. And, like, the one episode that everyone talks about, like the chili scene when he drops a dump of pot of chili in the office, to me, that's not funny.
Wait a minute. No, wait. Hold on a minute. That was at least a funny moment in the show.
He dumps a huge vat of chili everywhere.
Yeah, that was.
And you don't think that's funny?
That was hysterical, Katie. Come on.
No, no.
You know what? We have no room to talk. I'm sure somebody in their car right now is feeling the exact same way about us with saying Game of Thrones and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Well, here's what I will concede when you talk about The Office with Katie is that at some point, the show just dropped off, and because I used to watch that show live. I watched The Office when it came on every week on network television. So it was done before COVID, right? And then I feel like...
Oh, yeah. It was done way before COVID, but then everybody kind of had a resurgence of watching it.
Right.
Because we were all stuck in the house.
Yeah, there was this whole legion of Office fans that just started watching it during COVID. But yeah, there was at some point I stopped watching the show, and I don't remember when that was. Maybe when Michael Scott left the show?
I was going to say, usually everybody, I stopped watching it at that point because I watched in 2018, like well after it was done. And I just, I don't know what came over me because I was against watching it for a while. I too didn't think it was funny. But then I watched it and was like, oh, I get it. It's kind of funny. Haha.
We lost Katie. I was going to ask her, what about the scene in the office where Michael and the rest of the office are learning CPR?
Oh, I love that episode. That's,
yeah, right?
But you know what? We are getting a lot of texts right now of people saying that they do not like The Office.
Well, I see The Office is hilarious text.
Oh, I'm counting four different texts saying, The Office, not a fan of The Office. The Office, yuck.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying it wasn't perfect all the way till the end, but I thought
Ditto
it was a very...
on The Office.
All right.
They're still...
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming in.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Jennifer in Painesville joining us this morning. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a three-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready to play, Jennifer?
Yes.
Let's go. Question one. They used to have donuts in their name until 2018.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Question two. Tom Hanks and Robin Wright are in a movie called Here, which actually did not do very well at the box office this past weekend. What is the movie that Tom and Robin starred in 30 years ago?
Oh, I am going to say Forrest Gump.
And question three. You've heard of the term bae. That's my bae. What is the term bae said to be an acronym for?
Babe.
Jennifer, I have you down here as 2 for 3.
Okay.
Very strong. Let's bring in Alyssa to see how she does.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
What are you up to this morning?
I'm heading to the chiropractor.
Oh, you're going to get straightened out.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. Alyssa is back here. Alyssa, meet Jennifer in Painesville.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are things out in Painesville this morning?
A little bit chilly, but I'm not complaining. It's dry.
Hey, we'll take it.
Also, Jennifer's back hurts. She's going to the chiropractor.
Girl, you and me both.
Oh, twice a week.
Oh, I see. I need to do what she's doing.
So Jennifer went 2 for 3 today, Alyssa. Let's get into your three questions to see how you do compared to her. Question number one. They used to have donuts in their name until 2018.
Dunkin'.
Tom Hanks and Robin Wright are in a movie called Here, which actually did not do very well at the box office this past weekend.
I was going to say, I've never heard of it, so.
What is the movie that Tom and Robin starred in 30 years ago?
Oh, I'm just going to take a guess. Is it big?
It's not big. It's Forrest Gump.
Mm.
Tom Hanks was Forrest. Robin Wright was Jenny.
Oh, and they're back doing a movie together? No wonder it didn't do well.
Why?
Nobody likes Gen A. Gen A sucks. Have you ever seen that movie?
Oh, my God. This is something we need to get into on a future show, because I would like to know why you think Jenny sucks from Forrest Gump.
Have you seen the movie?
I have seen the movie, like, multiple times. I didn't know that
She's totally the villain.
Okay.
Put a pin in that.
There's no time to get into this now. I'm so curious. I've never heard anyone have hate for Jenny before.
Really?
Yeah, not to my knowledge.
Oh, wow. I felt like that was a pretty common thing.
All right. So here's where we stand. We are tied at... one.
Okay, so I have to get this one to tie.
To tie? Yes.
Okay.
You've heard of the term bae.
Yes.
That's my bae. Bryce is your bae.
Bryce is my bae.
What is the term bae said to be an acronym for?
Oh. Best at everything?
Wow. That's a really good guess. I'm sorry, it's incorrect.
No! What does it mean?
Before anyone else.
Oh.
I had no clue.
I didn't know that either. I learned that.
I was just trying to use context clues.
Jennifer's answer on that was babe, which I kind of thought it was just short for babe.
One would think.
I don't know why you would need to shorten babe.
That's already pretty short.
So what that means is Jennifer in Painesville wins today. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, 2-1.
You earned that, girl.
I am so excited.
Nice going, Jennifer. So not only do you have your own Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Q104, controversial words coming out of the mouth of Alyssa Rose. During
on election day.
During Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I can't believe that you had never heard that nobody likes Jenny from Forrest Gump.
I've never heard that. And I'm prepared to defend it. At the same time.
I'm curious how you think you're going to defend this woman.
I know. I want to stop everything right now and argue about Forrest Gump. On the day of the election, of what they've been telling us is the most consequential election of our lifetime.
This is what we're talking about.
I want to argue about a movie that came out 30 years ago. Absolutely, that's what I want to do. And we will do that coming up this hour.
Okay, okay.
But after the show today, so do you know, because you just moved to Cleveland in May, so do you know where your polling place is? Do you know where you're going today to
Yeah,
vote?
I went ahead, and when we moved back, I did my change of address back to my grandparents' house in Brunswick, because I knew that we would be moving around, and, you know, we were in an apartment, now we're in a different house, and so that is always stationary, so I will be going back to Brunswick today to cast my vote. This is the first time I'm actually voting in person. So it's kind of exciting. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. There's no reason to be nervous. I am also voting in person today. My wife voted. She already mailed in her ballot. Mm-hmm. And she tracked it. She said it's been accepted.
Oh, good, good, good.
I just am so old school. I just like to vote on election day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know exactly where I'm going. And we're going to be able to walk there today.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Today is so nice that I'm just planning on, I'm just going to go home, get a little bit of lunch, and then I'm going to take a long walk. I'm going to have my earbuds with me. In fact, if anybody else is doing that today, if anybody else is planning on voting in person today, and you anticipate long lines, then I would load up on some podcasts. And we just dropped a new podcast this morning.
Oh, there you go.
Can't Read, Can't Write. So that is in our feed, the Q Morning Show on Demand. You can get it wherever you get podcasts, including the Odyssey app. Where it, also, if you listen to Q104 on the Odyssey app, if you're standing in line waiting to vote, you also have a chance to win $5,000 just by listening to Q104 on the Odyssey app.
That's literally it. You don't have to do anything else. You just have to listen to Q104 for at least 60 minutes today, and you'll be qualified to win.
But Alyssa and I, of course, we were, as everybody was, we were very saddened by the recent loss of Jim Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
And so this podcast that we just dropped this morning, we discuss Cleveland legends.
Mm-hmm.
And legends in Cleveland, personalities, people in media who have had influence on our careers in some way. And so that is what the podcast is all about. So again, it's Can't Read, Can't Write. It is in our feed, the Q Morning Show on Demand. That's our podcast feed. The Q Morning Show, Q104. This might be my favorite conversation that we've ever had. I really feel that way.
I never thought that we would be this divided over Forrest Gump. I really didn't.
I can't believe we're about to argue about this.
A movie that's 30 years old.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show, Q104. During Alyssa's College of Knowledge this morning, the question was, the movie that Robin Wright and Tom Hanks starred in together 30 years ago, the answer was Forrest Gump. And then Alyssa's like, oh, Jenny sucks.
She does.
And then we're like, okay, we got to stop everything. We need to have this conversation.
She's the worst character in the movie.
Let's play a little clip from Forrest Gump.
I'd make a good husband, Jenny.
You would, Forrest.
But you won't marry me.
You don't want to marry me.
Why don't you love me, Jenny? I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
All right, Alyssa Rose, state your case. Why do you think Jenny sucks?
Because she only comes to Forrest when she needs something. Be it support, a friend, a shoulder to cry on. And guess what? Forrest is always there to give her exactly what it is that she needs, what she's looking for. But then what does Jenny do? She just magic trick disappears into thin air, leaves him without any explanation, breaks his heart. He has no idea why she walked out on him for years.
She doesn't have any idea because she had a horrible childhood. She was an abused child. She went through unspeakable things. She needed to go get herself right. She went through a very destructive period.
Very destructive period.
And she did not want to bring Forrest into her world. That's why.
See, I look at it through the lens of she just wasn't ready to end that destruction. She was ready to just like keep I don't know. Like, I feel like if you want to create a healthy situation for yourself, surround yourself with people who love you and care about you, but she runs away from him.
I'm not going to argue with you there because I don't think that's a whole different thing that we'll get into. People with trauma and how they deal with it. But regardless, that is the reason why Jenny acted the way that she did. But I believe that she did not want to bring Forrest into her world because of how ashamed she was. She had so much shame. So much shame. She didn't. Look, there were many, many times that Jenny could have stayed with Forrest, but she chose not to.
Yeah, but I kind of look at it as like she chose not to because she just didn't want to. But then when things got bad, she crawls back to him.
It's not because she didn't want to be with Forrest. She loved him. She was scared of those feelings. And this is all due to her, the way that she was raised, her upbringing.
Well, you're making me sound like a bleep hole when you bring up Jenny's trauma. All I'm saying is that none of that is Forrest's problem. All I care about is the fact that Forrest is left so distraught when she just up and leaves.
I don't.
After like practically moving in. And then she's just gone.
All right. 216-474-0104.
I can't believe that you have never heard Jenny hate from Forrest Gump. I thought that this was just a common thing. I thought that we all agreed that she is like the worst character in that movie.
Yes, but knowing Jenny's history and everything that she's been through in her life, how could you hate her? You could only want to help her.
How can you listen to Forrest be so upset and not have a problem with her?
Look, it all worked out in the end, right? Spoiler alert.
I didn't think we would be having heated conversations on the air, especially not today. Here we are.
For anybody who's thinking about going to Blockbuster Video tonight and renting Forrest Gump instead of watching election coverage.
Yeah, if you're thinking of driving all the way to Alaska to go to the one and only Blockbuster in the entire country.
216-474-0104. Did Jenny suck?
Yes.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. I just got a text from a friend of mine. He does a morning radio show in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And he just sent me a text. They're an hour behind. He's like, how have you been dealing with the election today on your show? Like, what kind of things are you talking about?
You're like, oh boy, let me tell you. Oh, we are having the most meaningless arguments is what we're doing.
I said, we're talking about if Jenny sucks on Forrest Gump. And he's like, are you serious?
Yes. Like, that's really what we landed on for today.
Melissa in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
Does Jenny suck?
So I think we can be sympathetic to everything she's gone through and acknowledge that she still sucks. I think, you know, like you see in the movie, she has never known love without abuse. And right. That'll mess you up. Like, she doesn't know how to show love to Forrest because it's never been shown to her.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I firmly believe that, you know, in spite of our circumstances, we are all responsible for our own actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe we as the audience ever get any sort of sense that Jenny has adequately, I guess, apologized to Forrest for
yes.
what she put him through.
Oh my gosh,
so,
yes, you're like, so right.
We see growth, and that's great, but I don't think we ever get a response, like a full acknowledgement of responsibility for her own actions. And so I feel so much sympathy for her. And like I said, you can't expect someone who has never experienced love to be able to show love, but she still sucks.
Well said, Melissa.
Yeah, that honestly, nail on head. It's the lack of responsibility. It's the lack of apology that Jenny from... I feel like I have to keep saying Jenny from Forrest Gump because if somebody's just now tuning in, they could be like, oh my gosh, like what are they getting into? Don't worry, we're just talking about Forrest Gump and the fact that I think Jenny sucks.
Let's see what Carol has to say. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what were you saying?
So, sorry to disagree with you, but I totally agree with Alyssa. Jenny, she was a user.
You agree with Alyssa that Jenny from Forrest Gump sucks.
Thank you, Carol.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She was a user.
Yes.
She would go to him when she needed something and then went off and did her own thing and just left him.
That is exactly what I said, was it not?
When did Jenny go to Forrest and use him for something?
Whenever she was in trouble or, you know, she played with his feelings, she sucked. Alyssa's right.
And okay. Then she left him with a kid.
Okay.
Yes.
You're fast forwarding too much here. Here is my point.
She crawled back to him, right? Like anytime that she needed like some support and then she was gone.
Right. I agree.
But then Forrest was like what? A millionaire? Multi-millionaire, billionaire, whatever he was, she never came to him. She never came to him when he had all that money. She wouldn't marry him. She didn't want to use him for his money.
I mean, eventually she came back to him, did she not?
Yeah, when
at the end of her life.
Sick.
Yeah.
At the end of her life, yes. But I think she even did that reluctantly. She was ashamed. She was ashamed to be with him.
She was a bad person, too. So
think of how she viewed herself. From the inside, she didn't love herself.
That's not Forrest's problem.
Right. That's a her problem.
Yes, that's a Jenny problem.
Right. But she went to Forrest at the end because she knew that her time was short and she wanted to introduce Forrest to her son.
I think she just didn't want to be alone.
Yes, that's exactly how I took the end of the movie, too. She didn't want to be by herself and she knew that Forrest was always going to be there for her.
Wait a minute. She was alone for like 8 years with this kid. Wasn't the kid like 8?
Yeah, but I mean, she was off doing her own thing, doing what she wanted to do, never considering his feelings, knowing he loved her.
Running around with the rock stars and whatever.
Okay, wait a minute. She was doing all of that in her past. She put that in her past and then she had a kid and she got her life together.
Yeah, but it doesn't take away how she treated him before.
Did his tears mean like nothing to you?
Whose tears?
Forrest. He was so upset when she was just up and gone. He was broken over that.
She did not want to hurt him. She was ashamed of herself. She didn't think
okay,
that
well,
she...
Okay, well, she did hurt him.
She didn't think that she was good enough for him.
Well, I don't think she was.
Yeah, she definitely wasn't.
Never in history has this movie been dissected more than it has this morning.
I don't think so. Especially not in the year 2024, I'll tell you that.
It's Q104. Thanks for being with us.
Big or small, we want it all. It's Good Vibes at 8:55 on Q104.
Going to the east side, Willowick, to talk to Tori to hear a good vibe. Tori, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, so I don't have a job where I can have a pet. You know, I can't. I really just can't be home enough. So I love dogs more than I love anything. So I can't have one, and I miss dogs. So my friend texted me that she just had a litter of puppies, and I get to come over and just have, like, all of the puppy time in the world. And I'm going to have to squeeze it in with my work schedule, but I am so excited. I love puppies.
Wait, so your friend's dog had a litter of puppies?
Yes, yes, yes. So there's, like, a bunch of adorable little puppies just waiting for me.
Oh, my God. You're just going to get to, like, roll around in them. The best.
I can't wait.
Tori, wait. Maybe I misunderstood, but help me understand why you can't just have a puppy.
Well, I work so many weird hours, and it just wouldn't be fair. You know, I wouldn't be able to spend as much time as it that I would like. And, you know, it's just such a commitment to have a dog. And at this point in my life right now, I just, you know, I have other commitments that I have to deal with. But I got to get my dog fixed.
Yeah.
Have you considered a cat?
I don't like those as much, but they're okay.
All right. Well, I'm out.
It's good of you to recognize that, Tori, that you wouldn't be able to care for a puppy because, yeah, it's a lot. And if you're not going to be home, then there's no point in getting one now. But, hey, maybe someday.
And you get to get your fix with all these little puppers.
Puppy time. Yeah.
Puppy That's time. Awesome. Let's go.
Tori, thank you for the good vibe this morning. We appreciate you listening and calling in.
Thank you.
216-474-0104. That's how you share good vibes on the Q Morning Show.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.